This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Heavy fighting raging across the Gaza Strip, including Israeli airstrikes in the north. We get the latest now from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Israeli airstrikes are pounding as far north as the Yarun village near the border with Lebanon, as Israeli forces face heavy resistance from militants. This man says, there's no food, no water, no rice. There is nothing. Living conditions are zero. There are still efforts to negotiate another truce, but officials in Qatar say the willingness is less than what it had been before. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The children of imprisoned Iranian activist Narjeh Mohammadi accepted this year's Nobel Peace Prize on her behalf in a ceremony Sunday in the Norwegian capital.
Leur conscience historique et à leur volonté collective.
He's saying the Iranian people will beat despotism through their persistence. Have no doubt this is certain. Alongside the resilient and courageous women and men of Iran, I extend my hand to all forces, movements, and individuals that focus on peace, the global covenant of human rights, and on democracy. The speech was smuggled out of the Iranian jail in which she is being held. Two boats carrying more than 300 Rohingya Muslims, including emaciated women and children, arrived in Indonesia's northernmost province of Aceh on Sunday, after being adrift for weeks.
It's not anyone's idea. We see everyone coming here to save life. That's why they come, and I am also come here.
About 740,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Buddhist-majority Myanmar. This is VOA News. The clock is ticking down at COP28, where it's hoped there'll be a plan to start scaling down the use of fossil fuels. U.S. Senator Ed Markey from the U.S. state of Massachusetts.
Young people of the world should be very afraid that OPEC and global oil and gas companies are working to water down this report.
Markey said that OPEC made it clear yesterday they do not want to phase out fossil fuels.
Yo, Javier Gerardo Milei.
Argentina libertarian economist Javier Milei sworn in as president on Sunday in a sharp swerve for the South American country as it seeks a radical fix for the worst economic crisis in decades and inflation rapidly heading toward 200%. Milei, who's 53, is a former TV pundit who shot to fame with expletive-ridden tirades against rivals China and the Pope. He took the presidential sash from outgoing Peronist Alberto Fernandez in a packed Congress with crowds gathered outside. Three Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were arrested on Sunday just before voting began in a patriots-only district election that has marginalized formerly popular opposition figures in the city amid a national security clampdown. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan says China has made it more difficult to even run for office.
Some Western governments say the China-imposed national security law has been used to crack down on dissent. China says it has brought stability to the financial hub after the protracted pro-democracy protests of 2019. For weeks, the major pro-Beijing and pro-government parties have been out in force campaigning in a bid to boost turnout, as some observers see large numbers spanning the polls.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says at least three pro-democracy groups, including moderates and even some pro-Beijing figures, failed to secure enough votes to get a nomination. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in Argentina to meet the presidents of Ecuador, Paraguay, and Uruguay. It is the Ukrainian leader's first ever trip to Latin America as Kyiv continues to court support among developing nations for its 21-month-old war against Russia's invading forces. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.